Which trials? Modern-day trials staged against alleged perpetrators or deniers of claimed Holocaust crimes have many characteristics which put them into the same category as medieval witch trials. Here is a list of some of the pertinent characteristics of witch trials and how they compare with trials against claimed National Socialist perpetrators and against those contesting the reality of these crimes or their dimension. For more details, see Rudolph 2019, pages 120 and following. Table: Comparison of various types of modern-day trials with medieval witch trials. Witch trial characteristic: crimes sometimes from the realm of the supernatural, NS trial, rarely, denier, and normal trial, nothing supernatural. Witch trial characteristic: torture and abuse was initially used to extract confessions, but rarely needed any more in later decades and centuries, although always threatened, NS trial, torture was common in immediate post-war years, but absent in later years, denier and normal trial, no torture. Witch trial characteristic: the sentence was either death by excruciating methods, or acquittal, NS trial, death sentences were the rule in immediate post-war years, but sentences were differentiated later, denier trial, differentiated, but often harsh sentences for peaceful thought crimes, normal trial, differentiated sentences. Witch trial characteristic: the defense on occasion challenged witness testimony and demanded material evidence, although rarely with success, NS trial, the defense very rarely challenged witness testimony and almost never demanded material evidence, denier trial, the defense regularly tries to challenge witness testimony and to offer material evidence, normal trial, the defense regularly challenges witness testimony and demands material evidence. Witch trial characteristic: the crime committed is considered particularly heinous, atrocious and unique, NS and denier trial, the crime committed is considered particularly heinous, atrocious and unique, for quote-unquote deniers on an intellectual level, normal trial, no extraordinary assessment for crimes. Witch trial characteristic: the prosecution and its witnesses have fool's freedom, can claim whatever they please, and will rarely get in trouble, even if caught lying, NS and denier trial, the prosecution and its witnesses have fool's freedom, can claim whatever they please, and won't get in trouble even if caught lying. In trials against dissidents, prosecutors often don't have to prove anything, as all claims are self-evident, normal trial, prosecution witnesses risk prosecution for perjury. Witch trial characteristic: the defense is almost completely paralyzed, exonerating evidence is often rejected, NS and denier trial, the defense is almost completely paralyzed, offering exonerating evidence is either always rejected, or in some countries even illegal and a new criminal offense, normal trial, the defense is not impeded. Witch trial characteristic: the underlying facts, devil and witchcraft exist, are considered self-evident, no longer in need of proof, and cannot be challenged, NS and denier trial, the underlying facts, Holocaust, 6 million, gas chambers, a plan, are considered self-evident, no longer in need of proof, and cannot be challenged, normal trial, all aspects can be challenged. Witch trial characteristic: denial of the existence of the devil and of witchcraft is considered the greatest heresy of the time, NS and denier trial, contesting the Holocaust or any of its essential aspects is considered the greatest heresy of the time, normal trial, contesting the claimed crime is perfectly legitimate. Witch trial characteristic: many similar testimonies were seen as a convergence of evidence, contradictions and impossibilities in decisive details were ignored, NS and denier trial, many similar testimonies are seen as a convergence of evidence, contradictions and impossibilities in decisive details are ignored, normal trial, there are rarely many testimonies, and they are usually contested where needed.